Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa.
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons.
Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, breaking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on its inhumane attacks on Russia.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We'll let the record show that Mr. Raskin could not answer the question.
Let me start with this. My last name is Raskin.
That's right, Mr. Doback.
Call me Robert.
That's right, Robin.
Robert.
You don't have to add the S.
Do you know who I am?
Bush.
Okay.
Can we just see the cannibal tab in your book?
There's no cannibal tab.
What's that bone in his nose for? Maybe he likes to smell it. Look, fellas, he's a sissy cannibal. What do you mean my Uncle George is a sissy cannibal?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I don't know about Spanky's Uncle George on Our Gang comedy way back when, but the White House is now.
Eat him up.
The White House is now admitting that Biden. This is a headline in the New York Post. White House admits Biden uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals. Died in Pacific Ocean crash. Officer Mark says, so his name isn't Uncle Brisket. No, his name is Uncle Boss Bossy. 844-500, his name was Uncle Bossy. I like to say, we called him Uncle Bossy. The guy died in 1944.
I think it's Bosey.
Bosey Bossy. He was two years old at most. And by the way, he says that all of his mother's brothers, his four uncles, they enlisted the day after D-Day, which was on a Sunday. Now, D-Day was in June 1944. Uncle Bossy, or Bosey, died. He was eaten by cannibals, or not eaten by cannibals.
We'll find out. Eat him up.
In May of 1944. So he was dead when D-Day took place. And there weren't four uncles at that point. There was only three uncles. Other than that, it was a great story. Everything was 100% factually accurate in it. 844-500-4242. By the way, we have fewer than 10 of the cheap bastard deals with the Cape Cod Gunworks membership. It's a $575 value with the $75 initiation fee for just $250. That's a great deal. It's an annual membership to the to New England's premier gun range in Hyannis, right off of the Rotary, across from the Cape Cod Mall and the airport, right centrally located. And the annual membership gives you access to their state-of-the-art indoor range every day, 7 days a week. No copay when you use the range. You get bring in a guest anytime for free. 5% discount on everything in the store, including guns and ammo. 10% off all classes. 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee for every firearm you purchase. Free access to their indoor archery range, full access, and a T-shirt as well. But it's a great deal, so get on board now, and you won't regret it. With all the chaos and turmoil in society, it's best to know how to operate a firearm, use a firearm, exercise your Second Amendment rights. 844-500-4242, it's 978. So as Dan Rather would say, it's false but accurate. Yes. No, it's false and inaccurate. Dan Rather said the Texas Air National Guard report that they made up about Dan Rather was about George Bush was fake but accurate. This was fake and inaccurate. 844-500-4242. So when is the White House going to correct Joe about Bo's death, place, time, cause? When the phone don't ring, 207, you'll know it's KJP getting back to you on that one. Cannibals was the key in this one. If Joe said that Bo had been eaten by cannibals, they would probably eventually issue a correction. Probably not within 24 hours like they did on this one, but they would do it, I would think. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So I mentioned that I ran into Wayne Gretzky last night at Mar-a-Lago, and you know, we were talking about Wayne Gretzky and Bobby Orr and the great hockey players, and you know, he just delivered the eulogy for Brian Mulroney, the great great Canadian premier, good friend of Ronald Reagan's, who lived down here in South Florida during the winter, and Wayne Gretzky loved Brian Mulroney. I just met him a few times, and he was a great, great guy. And but anyway, we'll take a guy wants to talk about that, but we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Gretzky and Orr and hockey. But we'll take a call or two. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I'm up here in Canada, up in Montreal.
Yeah,
and you know, you were wondering why Gretzky would have. You know, loved Trudeau. But you have to understand, in Canada, Trudeau was, I would say, the equivalent of what JFK was in the States. You know, he was young, he was handsome, he was incredibly intelligent, witty with the press, really, really did well with the ladies. And, you know, they had a term for the infatuation Canadians have with him, which was Trudeau-mania. So
really?
He was just really awesome.
Taylor's giving you the needle.
I mean, love him or hate him, he was just impressive, you know. And one thing that is,
but was he was so much more liberal though, wasn't he, than Mulroney? I mean, Mulroney was like a Reagan figure.
Oh, absolutely, Reagan. I mean, Mulroney was a conservative to an extent, not as much as you would find in the States. And Trudeau was hardcore liberal. But you have to understand, Trudeau saved Canada from separation. When they had the referendum, the Quebec referendum in 1980, he was the one who led the fight to keep Quebec and Canada and keep Canada together. So, I mean, he does, you know, people do hold him in a certain regard, regardless of the politics.
Yeah, because he was, I mean, he was the first guy, he was the first French-Canadian prime minister probably ever or in a long, long time. And he was bilingual, right? Unlike most of...
No, he wasn't the first... There was Sir Wilfrid Laurier. No, he wasn't the first French-Canadian prime minister or prime minister from Quebec. He just was incredibly popular. You know, he really was like impressive as a person. You would have loved to have seen him in press conferences. He was like Trump. His answers to the press were like just blew you away. Incredible wit. He just, you know, he was extremely leftist, probably a communist.
I guess I'm prejudiced because I really don't like his son.
Oh no, his son is a jerk. His son is only there because of his father.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Trust me, everybody in Canada.
Well, he was a ballet teacher, right? I mean, what's his background?
Yeah, he studied education. He's just, you know, he was the son of Pierre. He's Pierre Jr. And his mother was Maggie Trudeau.
I remember Maggie. She was hot.
She used to run around with the Rolling Stones down at Studio 54 in New York.
Right.
And they had a joke running around that the final straw in her marriage was with Pierre was when Pierre wouldn't let her lay the stones on the patio.
I never heard that one.
In the press at the time.
I'll bet. You know what, Mike? I bet you never heard that on the CBC either, did you?
I don't know, but I mean, it was definitely in the papers and everybody. I mean, she was a joke. She was a hippie off a commune. He married her when she was like 20. And
that seemed kind of weird. I remember being a kid and thinking that was kind of weird. The guy that was middle aged. I mean, was it? And again, I'm not putting your prime minister. Wasn't he a draft dodger during World War II?
Pierre?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, they did.
I think he was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, he did go visit China during the Communist Revolution.
Yeah.
back.
Well, that's not a good sign either, because they were, you know, that was, I mean, that was a bigger slaughter of humanity than just about any time in the 20th century. They killed like 40, 50 million people, or they starved.
Well, I think he was an admirer of Mao. He was an admirer of Fidel and all the the communist leaders. Communism was an in vogue thing, back.
Yeah. A texter wants to know, is the woke mob now going to cancel Gretzky's Stanley Cups because he's down at Mar-a-Lago? Because I know Trump is not Trump is not too popular in Canada, is he? Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 413. So the uncles basically signed up after D-Day, which was as the war was nearing its end. Well, there was the Battle of the Bulge still took place. There was a lot of fighting still to go on. But yeah, that most of the war was over in June of 1944. 844-500-4242. We'll play the Brandon cuts when we come back and do the poll question. I'm going to give you the numbers. It's an interesting poll question. 844-500-4242, and go to HowieCarrShow.com if you want to vote in the poll question. First thing when I wake up in the morning, I gulp a shot of Balance 7. I like Balance 7 to relieve any lingering heartburn from overnight. It also gives me an immediate boost in energy before my morning walk to the breakers. The other day, I thought I'd run out. I immediately asked the mailroom manager to order some more. I don't like to go a day without it. Fortunately, she had an extra gallon stashed. I took it out and filled up my 16-ounce bottles that I leave in the fridge for easy chugging throughout the day. Here are seven reasons you need Balance 7. 1, more energy. 2, it lessens heartburn. 3, it helps with joint pain. 4, it aids digestion. 5, it balances your pH level. 6, takes away sneezing fits. And 7th, it helps you sleep better. Have you been that listener who's been thinking about trying Balance 7? Well, don't wait any longer. Order today and you will make sure you never run out. April is National Stress Awareness Month, and this is a perfect time to try to reduce the stress in your life. Balance 7 is not just a supplement. It's an alkaline concentrate formula designed to restore your body's natural pH balance. Just give it 3 days and you will feel the difference. Order today at balance7.com. Use code Howie and receive free shipping. That's balance7.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more from The Howie Carr Show?
Yes, always.
Watch Howie live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. He's not just another pretty face.
He's an extraordinarily good-looking man.
He's Howie Carr.
There's a little bit of a bromance going on there.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. Go to PFEHair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR. 1-800-208-HAIR. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what is the biggest cause of Massachusetts taxpayers fleeing the state in record numbers? High taxes, rotten weather, housing costs, illegal aliens, crime, bad infrastructure, political corruption, or wokeness?
And I know, there again, as I said last hour, there are no wrong answers here. And it could be all of the above, but all of the above would be 98%. So we decided to break it down. I'm voting for rotten weather.
1% say either rotten weather or bad infrastructure.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. 37% say high taxes. 20% say political corruption. 15% illegal aliens. And 14% say wokeness.
All right. By the way, our Howie's homework, the links were broken earlier today, but they've been fixed. I apologize for the problems, and I hope everything is straightened out. And if you couldn't get through in the earlier hours, check it out again. Howie's Homework. We always have a lot of decent stories in there. People are pointing out that Pierre Trudeau's wife was also an admirer of Fidel. Yeah, and it's I think more people think that Justin is the son of Fidel than of Mick Jagger. But whoever his father is, he's terrible. He's really terrible, and he's a would-be dictator. He's really dangerous, I think. 844-500-4242. Okay, let's play a couple of these Biden cuts here before we move on to take some more calls at 844-500-4242. Biden was extremely confused again today. He was talking about he's confused about many things: history, geography, and the wars, all the wars that are going on right now, and all the wars that have been going on in down through history. But anyway, this is about what's going on in Gaza and his warnings to the Israelis. Cut 9.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Don't move on Haifa. Haifa, of course, is part of Israel. He's referring to Rafah or Raja, whatever it is, down in the southern part of Gaza. I'm not the president. I don't have to know this stuff. But I know that Haifa is part of Israel. So, but this isn't the first time he screwed up everything. We put these in the intro, but they're worth playing again just to show how confused he is. This is on the Russian-Ukraine war, which, again, he could have stopped the Russian-Ukraine war probably by just saying that it was a red line and Russia couldn't cross it and there would be more sanctions, et cetera, et cetera. But he said he'd be okay with a minor incursion. A minor incursion, which in terms of, you know, wars, that's like being a little bit pregnant. So he okayed a minor incursion. So Russia went in and did a minor incursion. And now we have 500,000, maybe more, people dead because he's senile. That's what it boils down to. But this is Biden, cut 7, a flashback.
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons to strengthen the defenses so Ukraine was ready for whatever happened.
We made sure Russia had missiles before Russia attacked. So did we give them missiles to attack Ukraine? And we told Ukraine they can do everything to win this war that they have to do as long as they don't hit the Russian oil refineries. Huh? So in other words, they can't do everything. Their hands are tied behind their backs as well. Cut 8.
Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, wrecking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on its inhumane attacks on Russia. I mean, spy Russia on Ukraine.
Russia could end this war by ending its inhumane attacks on Russia. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg. You there?
Hey, Howie. Oh, sorry about that. My phone cut out for a second. Yeah, there will never be an election in Canada ever again till the day Justin Trudeau dies. That guy is going to find a way to be a dictator, no doubt about it.
Well, didn't he finish second in the popular vote the last time around?
Did he?
I think he did. He got less than 35% of the vote. I know that.
Wow.
That's not exactly a landslide, is it?
Even the opponents around him will find a way to make more rules.
Yeah, this whole thing about freezing bank assets, and they want to make hate speech, a so-called hate speech, a crime. These are scary proposals. I mean, that, you know, this Biden only, Biden's handlers, I should say, only dream of this. Biden doesn't dream of anything except I dream of Jeannie. Watching it on MeTV, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So today Biden got the endorsement in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is about as far away as he can go and appear to be semi-coherent. I guess he just wears him out to go any further away from D.C. or Rehoboth Beach, where he has the iron lung in his basement at the beach house. He can't go any further away than Philadelphia without losing it. He goes to Pittsburgh and he says, "I'm Pittsburgh." It's really pitiful. Or he says his uncle was eaten by cannibals. But so today he was in Philadelphia.
Yum,
getting...
yum. Eat him up. Eat him up.
That's from the Little Rascals way back when. And so today was getting the endorsement of the Kennedy family in Philadelphia, and he was his usual rhetorical genius. Cut six.
Dignity over demolition. Hey. Choose truth over lies. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yeah. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? That's America. You should have added, baby. That's America, baby. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Choose freedom over democracy. Okay, how about some numbers? Numbers salad. Cut five.
By the way, all the stuff we've done so far, we've done it, and guess what? We've cut the budget by a lot of money, $172 billion so far. So don't tell me it can't be done.
You didn't do it. The budget's out of control. It's insanely out of control. Didn't he say last week he cut the budget or the deficit or the debt? They're all interchangeable to him, all those words. He said he cut it by $1 trillion. More historical nonsense here. Cut four.
Your family, the Kennedy family, has endured such violence, denying January 6th and whitewashing what happens. It's absolutely outrageous.
What? What did he say? The Kennedy family has been denying?
Your family, the Kennedy family, has endured such violence, denying January 6th and whitewashing what happens. It's absolutely outrageous.
No idea. No idea.
I think those were supposed to be two separate sentences. The Kennedy family has endured such hardships. Denying January 6th is outrageous. But he strung them together, so it sounded like he said the Kennedy family denies January 6th.
Let me hear that one more time.
Your family, the Kennedy family, has endured such violence, denying January 6th and whitewashing what happens. It's absolutely outrageous.
Okay. Now, remember, Biden was thrown out of Syracuse University briefly for plagiarizing when he was in law school. But apparently now he's claiming he tried to meet RFK. I don't know if this is when he was suspended or when RFK was running for president or when RFK was the senator from New York, or maybe it was all of the above or none of the above. Cut three.
Of course, your dad. I never got to meet. I just missed him. He was a senator from New York. He came up to Syracuse University and spoke, and I waited in line, and I didn't get a chance to physically meet him.
That's too bad. I once got his autograph in the parking lot of St. Edward's in Palm Beach. Used to go to the 7 o'clock mass, and my mother gave me my brother the programs and said, "Go get the Attorney General's autograph." He was talking to someone in a car. Now it's a bank. I walk Roscoe by that every night, and I think of that. I met him, Brandon, and that's a true story, unlike the story you just told.
A beautiful dog, a talented dog.
Have you told Roscoe that story?
No, I haven't.
Well, next time you take a walk with him.
I probably will. I'll tell him. I'm going to tell him that story tonight when we go by. It's now the bank, and he likes to go there, and there's a trash can there, and I can use the trash can sometimes if he has an urge, you know, near across the street from the church. Anyway, I'm going to play the sound cuts of from yesterday, just in case anyone has missed them. It's the yum yum. You can feel free to throw in yum yum, eat 'em up at any point here during these sound cuts. Cut one.
Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Bosey. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like. And what I was thinking about when I was standing there was when Trump refused to go up to the memorial for veterans in Paris, and he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
You know, as Mary McCarthy said of Lillian Hellman, every word she speaks is a lie, and that includes the ands and the theys. It's the same for Biden. One more on talking about D-Day. D-Day, and he's confusing D-Day with Pearl Harbor Day, obviously. Cut two.
Back in when D-Day occurred.
D-Day.
And on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined
the
military.
Include the dead brother, Uncle
Bosey? Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bosey, they called him Bosey. My Uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they'd tell me when he was a kid. And he became
college,
an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea.
He wasn't a pilot.
And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives.
That's enough. 844-500-4242-781. Don't worry, H. Next month he will have had lunch with RFK. People forget this too. He stole RFK's speeches from his race for president, and he used them verbatim, plagiarized them totally. That one incident at Syracuse University Law School, that wasn't the only time he stole a speech. And people from the 88 campaign, he didn't make it to 88.
Maybe that was like his villain origin story. He never got to meet RFK, so he started plagiarizing his speeches out of spite.
Or a tribute. It was a homage, as the French would say. It was an homage to RFK to steal his speech word for word. People always remember the speech he stole from the British Labour Party leader, who was a Welsh, from a family of Welsh coal miners. So Biden claimed he was a coal miner. He just stole everything out of the speech. And I think he said he was the first one in his family to go to college, which, of course, that was a lie, too. But that was the one.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
but his uncle, or not his uncle, his grandfather was an All-American football player at Santa Clara back, you know, when Walter Camp was doing the All-American teams at the turn of the 20th century. But I guess, you know, he's confused. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. This soundbite of Joe Biden is a train wreck. The Democrat Party should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, this is absolutely horrible. I mean, this really shows that he's not in charge. All he is a rubber stamp. Someone else is sending out the letters, because there's no way in the world his cognitive abilities are they're not questionable. They're for the world to see. It's horrible.
I heard a doctor today on an earlier show, and he was a doctor who specializes in this kind of malady, this dementia. And he said, this is when we're seeing him at his best. Can you imagine what he's like behind closed doors?
What about sundown effect? When the sun starts going down late at night.
Yeah. No, there's no way he can debate. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about a debate. I mean, I know it's kind of humorous to say he's going to debate Trump, but there's no way it's going to happen. It's just not possible. How could he do it?
He can't.
Did you see him yesterday holding on to those little kids? I think it was in Scranton. He didn't even like make a statement like it's great to be here with these little kids. He was just like he was grasping them like they were holding him up. And he just walked. He just doddered out. And the reporters just let him get away. One of the reporters asked him a legitimate question, and he said, "Don't jump." You know, usually he says "don't jump," or he's traditionally said it when somebody's high up somewhere. You know, like they're watching him from a platform or something. He'll say, "Don't jump."
It's the steel tariffs. You turned out referring to your relationship with Xi Jinping, your new relationship with him.
No.
Why?
Don't jump.
It's pitiful. It's not, none of it makes any sense. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Ernest. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just wound up right now. I'm just so furious. I mean, Congress tried to, you know, give us a bone, give us some meat, and they tried to impeach Mayorkas, and the Senate didn't even want to look at it. I mean, our country is being invaded, and they're trying to sneak in. They're trying to sneak in this money to Ukraine, and we all can see it. And our country is being invaded. We're being invaded all the way around. I mean, energy prices are going through the roof, food prices, and they have the galls to do this in front of us, Howie. It's just driving me nuts. I mean, whether it's state by state or whether it's federal, these people don't listen to us, and they don't seem to care. It's just, I don't know what it's going to take. I really think it's going to take all of us to take a day or two off or a week or two off and march down to our leadership and make a showing. Because, I mean,
they don't
what
care about stuff like that. And Alan, we have to just vote them out of office. Got to get rid of them.
I've heard that. I mean, the way they're doing the ranked choice voting up here in Maine, that's the canary in the mine shaft.
I agree. They Golden shouldn't even be your congressman. Poliquin should still be in there. Poliquin won the vote, and they has a conservative ever won a ranked choice vote? That's a rhetorical question, Alan. You know it. I mean, if a conservative could win ranked choice voting, it would be against the law. It would be a hate crime to even speak about it.
Rush Limbaugh, Howie. Rush Limbaugh mentioned ranked choice voting, and you always remember this, everybody. A conservative isn't going against another conservative or Republican. In ranked choice voting, you're really going against two Democrats as a Republican. Thanks, Howie. I love you guys. Keep it going.
Thanks, Alan. That's why Sarah Palin isn't the congresswoman from Alaska, ranked choice voting. And again, it was so toxic, to use one of their favorite words. It was so toxic in California that Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom got together and got rid of it. They ended up with some candidate in San Francisco. I forget if it was for mayor or district attorney. The third place finisher won. Third place. It's ridiculous. It's a total disaster for a republic or a democracy. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set. All available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's Howie Carr.
207, could you please explain ranked choice voting? Very simple. You keep counting the votes until the Democrat wins. That's what it boils down to. You can call it whatever else you want, but that's the basics of it. The only people promoting it are people who want to fundamentally transform the United States of America into a third world hellhole.
You shout a lot of groceries and coal, get my boys to bring the voters out, and then count the votes over and over again till they added up right and he was elected. Yeah.
It's Johnny Rocco, Edward G. Robinson, and Key Largo. That explains it. That was 1948, I think. That's counted up the votes till they added up right. That's it. Someone says the video of Josh Hawley absolutely eviscerating Mayorkas on all his lies is a must watch. We've got some of that. We'll play that in a while. I want to take a couple of calls here before we move on. But after the chump line, we'll play that cut. There's some really good stuff. He nails him on all kinds of things, on the Lake and Riley murderer, and also this woman who killed this illegal alien who killed a kid, a 12-year-old kid from St. Louis named Travis Wolf in a head-on auto accident. She's probably driving drunk. They're always driving. The 18-year-old Mexican who killed the Democrat senator's aide out in Nevada. He was impaired. Took a day for them to report it, but he was quote unquote impaired. He lacked the enzyme, as we say in Massachusetts. They all lack the enzyme. You ever try that? You get arrested for drunk driving? Just tell them you lack the enzyme. Oh, no, that's only for illegal aliens. Michelle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, hi, Howie. Well, I'm revved up like the rest of your callers, but I live in Hingham, and this 7-Eleven was robbed yesterday. Right borders our town is a hotel that was taken over by illegals.
Right.
And now
right.
We had a gun.
I thought it was in Norwell. It's in Norwell, isn't it, technically?
Yeah, well, no, it's literally where they all border each other, and you can put one foot in Norwell and like Rockland at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and that was, you know, and all this crime, and then supposedly there was found a body behind the hotel. I mean, all this is happening, and
the rape. And that's where the rape happened of the 14-year-old disabled girl by the illegal from Haiti. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's out of control. And just one quick question. With all the violations of laws, constitutional laws that the judge is violating by keeping Trump in the court all day, at what point can anyone step in, or are we just under Merrick Garland's?
This is the state of New York. I mean, I don't know what you can do. I mean, they're just getting away with it. It's absurd. I don't know. We'll talk more about this as time goes on. They got one guy in there who thanked him for fixing the skating rink in Central Park, and Trump was beaming when he said that, and he's a Rangers fan and a Yankees fan. So that's. I would assume there'll be a peremptory challenge to that guy by the prosecution. He seems like a Trump. All he needs is one vote, one out of 12, and it's a hung jury. I'm Howie Carr.